to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is the radio ministry of Merritt Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. You can find out more about the church by visiting merrittassembly.com. If you have prayer requests or praise reports, please email us at merrittassembly@hotmail.com. We would love to stand in faith with you. Now, here with today's Refresh broadcast is Pastor Bob Arthurs.
And we're off to a wonderful Monday right here on WMIE 91.FM, right here in beautiful Brevard County, Florida. We are so blessed to be here. My name is Bob Arthurs. We're going to spend the next half hour with you here on the Refresh radio program, talking about the Word of God, how we started off, lead us not into temptation. How does God lead us? And right now we are discussing out of John chapter 16, that the Spirit of truth will guide us into all truth. And so we're looking at that concept of what is truth? How does that practically apply into our lives? And I want you to know that truth is not able to be compartmentalized. You're not able to be one thing in one aspect of your life and then be something opposite of that in a different area of your life and say, well, you know, when I was that in that setting, that is who I am. But in this setting, this is who I am. God is looking for us to be genuine, authentic believers. He wants us to have an understanding of the truth of God's word. So that's what we are talking about. That's the study we're going through. It's going to take us a few broadcasts to get there. We're probably roughly a third of the way through, maybe a quarter of the way through, depending on how long we spend on each of these verses here. So it's not going to be a long interlude here in this discussion of how does God lead us in general, as we're talking about how does the Holy Spirit guide us into truth. So we want to pause for just a moment here to say thank you to the folks at Wyrick Air, Heat, and Electric, 321-632-9538. Dennis and Carla are supporters of the Refresh Radio program. They are a blessing to the body of Christ, and they spend some of their time when they're here in Brevard County worshiping. They actually help out at a church outside of Brevard County, but on Wednesday nights we get to hang out with them and you know, study the Bible together in our adult Bible study. And they are just a big-time blessing to the body of Christ. And I don't know about you, but I like dealing with believers in business when believers act like believers. And so I want to recommend Wyrick Air, Heat, and Electric to you today, 321-632-9538. If you've got minor electrical repairs or major electrical issues to deal with, they can help you out with that. I was talking with Dennis a week or so ago, and he was talking about this huge air handling system that he was putting in, and it was oh my. And he said, yeah, you don't even want to know about the equipment we have to rent to install this type of system. But I want you to know that they can not only handle the big systems, but they can also handle a residential unit. They've got a great team put in place over there. I encourage you to give them a call, 321-632-9538. Whether it's air conditioning, heating, or electrical, they can help you out. They travel all throughout the county, and you'll be glad that you are dealing with someone who is trustworthy and reliable and will treat you fairly. And that's the folks at Wyrick Air, 321-632-9538. Tell them you heard about them on the Refresh Radio program, and that will be a blessing. So we're going to be in John chapter 15 today. Remember, we're talking about the Spirit of truth will guide us into all truth. That is one of the responsibilities that has been assigned to God the Holy Spirit by God the Father. And Jesus says, look, I'm going away so that he can come. And him coming is in your best interest. And so I don't know about you, but I want to take advantage of the things that God has provided for me that are in my best interest. And everything that God provides is going to be a good and perfect gift. So John chapter 15, let me read verses 1 through 8 here this morning. I am the true vine, and my Father is the vine dresser. Every branch in me that does not bear fruit, he takes away, and every branch that bears fruit, he prunes, that it may bear more fruit. You are already clean because of the word which I have spoken to you. Abide in me. You got to get that one because it's very important. Abide in me, as the branch cannot bear fruit of itself unless it abides in the vine, neither can you unless you abide in me. I am the vine, you are the branches. He who abides in me and I in him bears much fruit, for without me you can do nothing. If anyone does not abide in me, he is cast out as a branch and is withered, and they gather them and throw them into the fire, and they are burned. If you abide in me and my words abide in you, you will ask what you desire, and it shall be done for you. By this my Father is glorified, that you bear much fruit, so you will be my disciples. You know what? I think I read the wrong particular verse, right chapter. Hold on. Looking. Let me take a look here. Anyway, that abiding, let me talk about this for just a moment. That abiding is something that is very, very important. We want you to know that the truth is something that liberates. It is something that is very, very important for us. It brings us freedom. It says, you shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free. And a lot of people say it's the truth that sets you free, and that is an aspect of it. But the very important thing is we have to abide in him, and his words have to abide in us. And it is that abiding that causes a knowledge that arises in our life, and that produces freedom. It produces liberty in our life. And so that is something that we really, really need to focus on. I tell you, in case you were thinking I'm perfect, I'm not. And I think I found my problem. I didn't transcribe the verse appropriately. Let me drop down to verse number 26, not verse number 6. But when the Helper comes, whom I shall send to you from the Father, the Spirit of truth, who proceeds from the Father, he will testify of me, and you also will bear witness, because you have been with me from the beginning. And so there in verse number 26, it says, the Spirit of truth, the Helper, who comes from the Father, who proceeds from the Father, he will testify of me. I ended on yesterday's program talking about the fact that there are people now who reject the Word of God point blank. And so we have to begin to understand what their foundation of truth is, whether it's their feelings, whether it's their experience in the past, whether it is the news that they hear, the propaganda that comes into their ear, the music that they listen to, their sphere of influence, their circle of friends, whatever it might be. You and I, we've got to determine what they have established as a foundation of truth in their life before we can move them from that foundation to a solid foundation in Jesus Christ. There's a program that comes on television. It's on the DIY network, and it's called Texas Flip and Move. It's about people who buy these old houses that need to be relocated from a specific location, that they're going to build something in its place there. And these people buy these houses, and they put them on a steel foundation. They put it on a trailer, and then they haul that home, either intact or in pieces, to another site where they reassemble it on a solid foundation, on a foundation that's going to be able to withstand the storms. That's what we seek to do when we are building relationship with people, is we are moving them from a faulty foundation of truth to a trusted, reliable, stable, able to withstand any type of storm foundation. And that is the Word of God, the relationship of God that we have. It says, the Spirit of truth who proceeds from the Father. Truth comes from God. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, the life. So that is absolute truth. What God says is absolute truth. You can rely on it. You can stand on it. You can trust it. And we need to thank God that that is the origin of truth. Anything that comes from the devil is going to be built on a foundation of deception. Jesus said that the devil is a liar. He's the father of lies, and it is his native language. That is the language that the devil speaks, is deception. And so we should not be ashamed to live our lives in such a way that people will see the value in the truth of God's word. Okay? So I never apologize for basing my life on the word of God. Jesus said the word of God is settled forever in heaven and on earth. Not one jot, not one tittle. Some people's put not the least stroke of the pen of the things that have come from God is going to fail to withstand the effects of time. It was true yesterday. It's true historically. It's going to be true in the future, and it is true right now. That's why it's so important for us to have a relationship with the Holy Spirit, because the Holy Spirit is the Spirit of truth, and he guides us into all truth, the truth that comes from the throne room of we'll see if I get this next reference written right. Matthew chapter 22. Matthew chapter 22 and verse number 16. And it said, and they sent to him, Jesus, their disciples with the Herodians, saying, Teacher, we know that you are true and teach the way of God in truth, nor do you care about anyone, for you do not regard the person of men. So they begin to tell Jesus their understanding of who he is. Now, they did not believe that he was the Messiah, but what they said is, we know this, you are true and you teach the way of God in truth. Okay? Now, there are two things that I want to point out here in this particular passage, and that is they recognized that there was truth in the character, in the manner in which Jesus lived. They said, we know that you are true. There wasn't any vacillation. There wasn't any hypocrisy. There wasn't saying one thing and doing another. They recognized that the words that Jesus spoke represented the way in which he lives. The number one problem that people identify with Christians is an inconsistency between proclamation and the life that we lead. There needs to be a consistency there. There needs to be a harmony there. Those two things need to work together. I believe it was Francis of Assisi, otherwise known as Saint Francis, who said, preach always and use words when necessary. That was his way, that we need to live our life in accordance with the truth of God's word. I think a lot of times people misunderstand culture, American culture, or what you fill in the blank type culture. There are different cultures in different parts of the United States. a California culture is different from a Florida culture, different from a New York culture, all of which are different than an Oklahoma culture. And so we need to make sure that we're not representing the culture of the region that we came from, that we're representing the culture of heaven. Okay? There is a difference there. Heaven is not going to be a duplication of American culture. One of the reasons that I can say that so definitively is that heaven would be best represented by the term theocracy. There's not going to be any elections. It's not a democratic republic. It's not a democracy, and it's certainly not socialist in heaven. It all revolves around the throne room of heaven. The throne room in heaven is a very active place. It's a dynamic place. It's a powerful place. And so we are here. Jesus referred to it as the kingdom of heaven. It's referred in the scriptures as the kingdom of God. And so we cannot elevate culture to the place of absolute truth. There are some things that work in America that will not work in other parts of the world, but the truth of the gospel of Jesus Christ works universally. It absolutely works wherever you go. And so here in this passage, they said, we recognize truth in your character, and we recognize that you teach the way of God in truth. That, you know, he wasn't manipulating people. He wasn't using fluffy words. And, you know, he spoke in a very down-to-earth manner. He spoke in parables so that people could visualize and understand the things that he said. Many times speakers want to try and impress you with their vocabulary, but if I say big flowery words, but nobody understands what I'm saying, then I've wasted their time, I've wasted my time, and they might go around and say, wow, that guy is so much smarter, which is not true. I'm a very simple guy. I'm a very simple guy. And when I look to something, I'm not looking for the Word of God to substantiate my beliefs. I'm looking to the Word of God so that my beliefs will be supported by the Word of God. If there's something that I believe and it's contrary to the Word of God, guess what? I'm not going to cling to that. I'm not going to try and play semantical games with it. I'm going to change what I believe because I want the things that I believe to line up with the Word of God. Jesus did not just have truth in his character. He also wanted to communicate that truth, the truth of God's Word, the way of God. He wanted to communicate that to other people. And so I will ask you a question that someone was asked here not too long ago. I don't know exactly the setting, but who is it that you have in your life that is teaching you? Okay. There's a friend of mine that says, if the only person that you have speaking into your life is yourself, you are going to imprison yourself in your own thoughts. So a couple of weeks ago, I had to fill in on the Wednesday night class. I have wonderful people at Merit Assembly of God, and one of the men in the church, he teaches the Wednesday night Bible study, and I float in and float out depending upon where my services are needed. If I get to attend the Bible study, I'm able to do that. If they need me to help in youth, I do that. So I generally kind of be in flux, but this night I was the teacher in the Bible study, and I'd asked our congregation at the beginning of the year, you know, what is your greatest need? And people wrote that down. I provided a synopsis. These are the needs that we're praying for in 2019, And I also said, what's the area that you want to grow in? And one of those areas was the area of mercy. And so in preparation for that teaching on mercy, I go to the Word of God. I go to my Bible program, and I accumulate all of the verses that have to do with mercy and God's tender mercies and being merciful and fixated everything on mercy. It ended up being some 55 pages just of Bible verses. And then, you know, from that point, it's like, okay, God, how do you want me to handle this? What is it that you have in these verses that you want to communicate to Merit Assembly of God? And so I began to assemble all of that information and put it together so that we could grow in mercy. So that we could grow in mercy. The Bible describes that God is rich in mercy. So I wanted the Word of God to teach us what does God's mercy look like. I found out that mercy is talked about way more in the Old Testament than it is in the New Testament, and that the Book of Psalms is the number one book that describes the mercy of God. There's one psalm in the 130s, I think it's Psalm 136, that every verse includes that the mercy of the Lord endures forever. For God is good and his mercy endures forever. Every verse, the last part of each verse, it describes that everything that God is and everything that God does is because his mercy endures forever. Why don't you just declare that with me this morning, that his mercy endures forever. It is Psalm 136, and it says, for his mercy endures forever. It's the latter part of every verse in that particular psalm. His mercy endures forever. And so I let the Word of God establish the truth of that so that I don't get things, contaminating the Word of God. I'm able to teach it with the substance, the substantial support of the Word of God itself. I let God speak to me as to what is going on in with that particular concept or any particular concept, and then I adapt my life to what the Word of God teaches. Jesus, they identified that there was truth in his character, and he taught the way of God with truth. There are a lot of people who teach a lot of different things, and they teach theory. Jesus doesn't teach theory. He teaches truth. Okay? Jesus doesn't teach theory. He teaches truth. John chapter 17, this is Jesus' high priestly prayer. I'm not going to read the whole thing for you. I want to pick up on verse number 16. I'm going to read through verse number 19. It said, the disciples, they are not of the world, just as I am not of the world. Sanctify them by your truth. Your word is truth. As you sent me into the world, I also have sent them into the world. And for their sakes, I sanctify myself that they also may be sanctified by the truth. So let me just tell you real quickly here that the word sanctification, I like to boil things down. That means to be set apart as holy. To be set apart as holy. And here in verse number 17, Jesus says that the disciples, his prayer for the disciples is that they would be set apart as holy by the truth of God. By the truth of God. And so whenever the Holy Spirit is guiding us into truth, there is a seismic shift, if you will, in our lives that begins to take place. Earthquakes take place when tectonic plates begin to move contrary to one another. And that's the same sort of thing that happens when we hear the word of truth. There should be a seismic shift that takes place because we move closer to God and we move farther away from things that are not holy. We move towards holiness and we move farther away from sin or from unrighteousness. There are things that used to be in the same area of our life, but there was a shift that took place. I feel in my spirit right now that a shift is taking place in someone's life. I've got a friend of mine that he tells the story about how one day he had given his heart to Jesus. That he still had some issues in his life. Nobody had condemned him because of those issues, but he was studying the Word of God and the Holy Spirit began to speak and there was a seismic shift that took place and he was sanctified. At that moment in his life, there was something that left his life and the Holy Spirit took a more prominent role in his life. That's very important. The Word of God will always move, the truth of God's Word will always move you closer to holiness. And I'm not talking about a legalistic standard about how long your hair is and all of that sort of stuff. I'm talking about the character of God dwelling in you and the desire to please Him. Jesus goes on and says in verse number 19, because I have this purpose that they would be sanctified by your truth, I sanctify myself. If you've got unsaved loved ones right now, I pray that the truth of God's word, that the Holy Spirit is going to guide you into all truth, and it's going to result in you living a more holy life. If you've got some unsaved loved ones, I want you to say, God, would you make that shift in my life to where I move closer to the heart of God? Lord, if there's something in my life that's not pleasing in you, can I ask you for a spiritual earthquake this morning that you would move heaven and earth so that I would move closer? You know, whether it's one step or five steps, a lot of times those earthquakes that take place that shake buildings and cause things that you thought are stable to begin to move, sometimes they only move a little bit. But that little bit changes a whole bunch of things. Today, I pray that the truth of God's word, I know I got started off rough because I didn't have the two in front of the reference number there. I had to go and look in my verse list here to find what I'd done wrong. But I pray that as the Holy Spirit has guided us into truth today, that there will be a transformation that'll take place in our lives, where at the end of this program, we're going to have an internal, innate desire to be set apart for God's holy purpose in our lives. And see that same thing take place in the lives of others. God bless you. We'll try and do better tomorrow. See you then, right here on the Refresh Radio.
Thank you for tuning in today to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is brought to you by the church family of Merritt Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. If you do not have a church home, we invite you to visit with us this Sunday. We have Sunday school at 9:30 a.m. and worship at 10:30 a.m. We are located at 165 North Grove Street on Merritt Island. You can discover more about the church through our website, merrittassembly.com. Email us any prayer needs and testimonies to merrittassembly@hotmail.com. We invite you to tune in Monday through Friday on WMIE 91.5 at 8:30 a.m. and 5 o'clock p.m. and WWBC 1510 at 10:30 a.m. Remember, Proverbs 11:25, he who refreshes others will himself be refreshed. I can only imagine.
I can only